history, humankind has looked to understand the world around us, to define, taxonomize, and scientate. But some secrets have defied the cold scalpel of knowledge. These dark mysteries still reside within the Mind Trench with your guide, Rob Bollock.
Kia ora, Rob.
Morning, you cannot beat a bit of nature.
Can't beat a bit of nature, can you? It's just the best.
Nah.
I love that you just come in hot with that. Nothing else, but well, you cannot beat a bit of nature.
You can't. You just have a look. You know what I mean? It's fantastic.
It is, yeah.
Right. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning, Rob. Right, I feel like you're a primary school teacher when you do that. Like, good morning, Mr. Bollocks.
Oh, I'd be so good as a teacher. I wouldn't last 30 seconds. Right, now, what I remember last week, I had all them books everywhere and you could hear me turning pages over and all that.
Yes.
Well, what I did was afterwards, I actually looked at some of those, and every now and again, I'll write stuff down and I'll forget about it because I'm a bit like that. So what I've done is a couple of things that I should have looked at the time and I didn't, I've had a little look at them.
Okay.
And I've cut the funny things as well. It just made me laugh for no apparent reason. But the first one, now, I thought this was an urban myth, right? In 2017, a pub in Cardiff apologised to a group of priests who'd been asked to leave by staff who assumed they were a stag do.
Oh, no!
That's now, so unfortunate.
They just wanted a quiet half pint of Guinness.
You know what we can learn from that? Never assume.
Well, yeah, well, exactly. But I thought that's got to be an urban myth.
Yeah.
That couldn't have happened. But it did.
Fact checked.
Seven Roman Catholic seminarians had gone to the City Arms pub in Cardiff. A seminarian is like an apprentice vicar priesty thing.
Ah, the technical term.
Yes. They went there to toast Father Peter McLaren's ordination. I actually went to school with a bloke called Peter McLaren. I know it's not him.
Isn't he also a car person as well? Is that a thing? Peter McLaren?
McLaren.
Yeah, McLaren's a car thing.
Yeah. Anyway, they turned up wearing the clerical collars and all that, and the doorman basically said, I can't do a Welsh accent, so I won't. He said, sorry, gents, we have a policy of no fancy dress or stag do's, right?
Sorry, gents.
Interesting policy they have. Is that normal?
Well, because in a pub, if you get stag do's or fancy dress, it's never going to end up good, is it?
No. Mm. If I was a publican, I think I'd probably draw the line there as well. I think.
Yeah.
A what?
A publican. That's the name of a person who runs a pub.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Is it? I'm doubting myself. Someone text in 5395. Back me up.
That's right.
Thanks,
that
Rob.
Right.
I've never heard that before.
Oh, wow. Well, it's because you don't go to pubs, do you?
Well, maybe good. I do, Rob. I just don't know the name.
Well, none of us do at the moment, so.
No. Anyway, the bar manager approached them and said, you're real, aren't you? Because apparently, when they wouldn't let them in, they kicked off in Latin.
If someone came up to me and said, you're real, aren't you? I'd be like, what do you mean?
Throw me into existential dread there. So hang on.
Well, what happened?
When you said they kicked off in Latin, is that true or is that a robbery?
Well, is it? I don't know. Anyway, I've got two of their quotes. They said, haec res deridicula, which means this is a travesty. And sacerdotes non suni realta, which means we are priests. Now, I made all that bit up.
I was going to say, Amelia would love this.
Anyway, they said, oh, look, sorry, we know you're all kosher. And they invite them in the pub, and they give them a free round, got 7 pints of creme de menthe, and they spend the afternoon in the pub talking to all the punters. I bet they did.
Oh, nice. Probably
they did,
having a great time.
They didn't have signed 7 pints of creme de menthe either.
Well, I can see it would be a very fitting drink, I think, for a group of priests.
So, yeah, if you do go out, just swear in Latin. You get let in.
You'll get let in wherever. Fantastic.
True story. Right, now this one, this just made me laugh because it's so ridiculous. You might know this, but I hope you don't. There's an American death metal band called Hatebeak featuring vocals by an African grey parrot called Waldo.
What? Hang on, this is a metal band helmed by a parrot.
Yeah, it's called Hatebeak. Check them out if you can, if you want. And the parrot's called Waldo. They were formed in 2003, and their albums include Number of the Beak and Bird Seeds of Vengeance.
Oh, my God.
They never tour, which is really good. I listen to them so you don't have to.
Okay.
And I couldn't go any more than 8 seconds. I can understand why they didn't succeed. Little bird.
Oh, dearie me, Rob.
I'll tell you what, I don't like that genre of music. I mean, the hard fast and heavy show is really brilliant and all that, but it's just not me.
It's fine. Different strokes for different folks.
The parrot screaming, you would have thought it was a geezer.
Really?
It was, yeah, check them out.
I've got to say, I'm going to have to listen to this.
Yeah, Hatebeak, they're called.
Hatebeak.
I did just
look
them up.
With Waldo the Parrot.
Their artwork for their band is very good.
What is it, Tess? Describe
lots
it.
Lots of birds.
Lots of birds. Nice. Yeah. Alfred Hitchcock vibes.
Mm.
This is a little one, this short little one that just... The Knights Templar were not allowed to wear pointy shoes or speak to women.
What?
That's win-win for pointy shoe salesmen and women of the time.
I mean, it might be
horrible.
Might have been good for the women, to be honest. They might have been like,
yeah,
oh,
that's
thank
what I mean.
God
they
for
weren't
that.
Allowed. They weren't allowed to be talked to. They were. I actually checked them out a little bit. What a horrible bunch of people they were.
So, who were the Knights of the Templar?
Well, they were. They were crusade. They formed in Jerusalem in the Crusades, which was a horrible thing to start off with. They were just not nice.
Not nice people, and they weren't allowed to wear pointy shoes.
Who told them that they weren't allowed to do that? Where did that come from?
Gods.
Oh, gods, cool.
Just checking in.
Easy.
Hey, guys, just so you know, can't wear those shoes. Can't talk to girls.
I've got a couple of words I didn't discover, because that's a horrible thing to say. I didn't discover. I found these words, and I really, really like them. A zialist is someone who gets pleasure from finding fault.
Mm-hmm.
Fair enough.
Whippertootsies are feeble excuses for not doing something.
A what now?
Whippertootsies.
Whippertootsies. That's a good one. I like that.
Cryptoscophobia is the urge to look through windows of someone else's house as you pass by. All guilty of that one.
I feel like everybody's a bit like that in lockdown, because you just sort of walk around on your silly little walks and you're like, what's that person up to? Oh, they're painting their living room. Good for them, you know?
Yeah.
They're doing Monopoly.
This first one, I love eccentrics. I just absolutely love eccentrics to death. They're everywhere, but the UK has more than they should. And there's this one, Christina Foyle, who used to own the Foyles bookshop, read an entire book nearly every day, never did her own housework, and only drank champagne.
Sounds like the life.
Is this a myth, or is it something that you saw personally?
This is a real person. She was born in London in 1911. And at 17, after finishing school, she started work at her father's bookstore. Foyle was probably one of the biggest bookshops in the world.
Yeah.
Mm.
And she had a full-time chef, and they said to her, what happened if you ever lost your chef? And she said, oh, well, there's always milk, champagne and salmon in the fridge, so I'm all good.
That does sound like the life, I've got to say. Sitting at home, reading your book every day, drinking champagne.
She was a bit of a horrible boss. I mean, the unions, when the unions got in there, she paid her workers, like, real bad money, got fined and all sorts of stuff. But she conceived the idea of the literary luncheon. You know, an author. It was at the Dorchester, so I used to go all the time, obviously.
Your local.
And author spoke, and they mingled with all the guests and all that, so that was all down to her.
Oh, that's pretty cool. Oh, well, you know, the good and the bad.
Yeah, that was just this that fun. I just try to make people smile today. Now
I've enjoyed those, Rob.
I've got a poem today. So you want to do the thing?
I'm gonna hit the thing.
Hit the thing.
Introducing the Bard of Bollocks. You dig? Take it away.
Right. Now, no mention of tea or grime in this one, which made me think that's going to be my poem for next week. This is, I just want to thank all the BFM listeners, because they're all fantastic. I was a bit blown away last week with all the things what was coming in. So
there's some pretty good poetry from both sides of the text machine here.
Yes, really, really good. So this is for you. Thanks, B listeners, you really are the best. On that, I bet my granddad's string vest. Family is a term that is 100% right. And the bumper sticker says the other radio stations are shite. Without your input, it wouldn't make sense. I love most of your opinions. No one sits on the fence. It's impossible to mention you all, but you know who you are, whether you're at home or at work or sitting in a car or at the shops or listening online or listening to the podcast in your own time. B listeners are all over the gaff. You've all got good taste, because no way is BFM naff.
That was bloody good, Rob. Thank you. I hope you guys enjoyed that poem for you. You can text us on 5395. Let Rob know what you thought of that. Rob, that was lovely. And you've picked us a track this morning. What have you gone for?
Well, I've got another one that will hopefully stay in your head for all day, and Stereo MCs with Connected.
Brilliant.
I will send you the mix I've got of it.
Excellent. That sounds very exciting. Hey, well, we'll talk to you again next week, Rob, hopefully at level two.
Yes, we'll see you next week if all goes well.
Fingers crossed then. What kind of a mask are you sporting at the moment?
Well, I'm going to be wearing my half a skull face when I go shopping, just say I'm going to freak people. No, I won't. I'll wear a medical one.
Rock and roll. Oh, well, thank you very much, yes. Rob. We will hopefully see you next week.
Yes. Have a good one, everybody. See you
later.
Bye. The Mind Trench with Rob Bullocks, only on 95 BFM.
Kia ora very much, Rob. That was really...